praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to dismiss the children. We're going to dismiss the children. We're going to read past over the hearty. Praise the Lord.
Lord, we thank you for once again having the mind to assemble ourselves together. to send a word this afternoon to meet every need. Lord, search every heart. Lord, search every mind. And Lord, we ask you to send the word, hallelujah, and the word is commensurate with the needs that we have in our life. Send the word to heal today, Lord. Lord, send the word to deliver. Lord, we ask you to send the word to set free. Lord, send the word to open blind eyes. Lord, send the word to set the captives free. Lord, send the word to heal those who are broken. Lord, send the word in the name of Jesus, so that someone may cry from the depth of their soul, what must I do to be saved? Lord, send the word so someone will walk in the light as you're in the light. And Lord, today we acknowledge that without you we can't do nothing. Lord, accept you, send the word to heal. Lord, accept you, send the word to deliver. Lord, accept you, send the word to set free. Everything that we do is in vain. But Lord, our heart's desire today is speak for thy servant here. And for this we thank you, can the church say in Jesus' name, amen, and you may be seated. Amen. Actually, this is, I didn't plan it this way. But Jacob is a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study that we've been going through. Amen. Jacob and Esau. And as the story goes, in the 28th chapter, when the Lord is speaking to Jacob, he is fleeing from his brother Esau, who seeks to kill him, because Jacob, he said, has stolen away the birthright. And with the birthright, there were certain blessings that accompanied the birthright. When you were firstborn, everything that the father has went to you. But this was a dual blessing and not just a natural blessing. But this birthright also carried a spiritual blessing. So Jacob had brought, Esau had sold Jacob his birthright. And then when it was time for Isaac to give a blessing, Esau forgot that he had sold his birthright. And he went to get the blessing, but he had given away his birthright. And when Esau found out that all the blessing had been given to Jacob, Esau sought to kill Jacob. So Jacob's brother Rebecca said, go back to Padan Aram, go back to my land, go back to my father's house. She said, now abide there till I send word for you to come back home. Because at that time you would know then that Esau is no longer seeking your life to kill you. So that brings us up to the 31st chapter. Amen? And we will go back a little into the 28th chapter also. But the 31st chapter said that he heard the words of Laban's son saying, Jacob has taken away all that was my father's. And of that which was our father has he done this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban. And behold, it was not towards him. And Laban, and the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto to the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred. And he said, I will be with you. Amen. So our message today is, God will be with you when you do what he told you to do. God will be with you when you do what he told you to do. As we follow the story, we'll find out that as Jacob is going back, hallelujah, he didn't go back because he desired to, but God told him it's time for you to go back. Now, Jacob had already served Laban for 20 years. And the scripture says in 20 years that Laban had changed Jacob's wages 10 times. Finally, he got to the point where Jacob realized that I'm not favorable with Laban anymore. He realized that God has blessed me so much. When God is with you, how many know God will bless you? Yes. Come on, talk to me. How many know when God is with you, God will bless you? Even though Laban was his father-in-law, everything was Laban, because Jacob knew that God was with him, God began to give Laban all of his oxen, the cattle, everything he had. God was now transplanting it from Laban to Jacob. happen, Jacob finds himself in a very unfavorable position. He's in a position where in the land that he's in, everyone has turned against him. So what does he do? God speaks to him. He says, it's time for you to go back. You have extended your stay here long enough. You got to get back to the land of promise that I told you I would bring you back to. Now I want to skip down to verse 13 of this same chapter. And he says, God is telling them that this time Jacob goes and speaks to his wife, Leah and Rachel. He said, your father, he's not looking at me kindly. Your father's having some challenges with me. He said, so God appeared to me and told me to go back to my father's land. And verse 13 reads, God speaks to him again. He said, I'm the God of Bethel, where thou didst anoint the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Amen. The Bible says, if you make a vow unto God, how many know it's important that you shall keep it? The scripture says, it's better not to vow than to vow a vow and not keep it. So when Jacob was fleeing from Esau, and we'll go back to that in a few minutes in the 28th chapter, when he was fleeing from Esau, he made a vow to God. That is 20 years later, and God is reminding him of his vow. I wonder how many of us have made a vow to God, and time has elapsed. Time has gone by, and have we forgotten the vow that we made to God? Sometimes we look at trouble, and we think that trouble is done in a way that's going to be unpleasant for us. But sometimes God uses trouble to get your attention. Sometimes God uses trials to get your attention. He can use those struggles and trials to make you remember a vow that you made in the past. And then remember when you first got saved or when you began to walk with the Lord? You said, Lord, I'll go with you all the way, even until the end. But then some things started happening. We got into some unfavorable condition. We got to a place where it seemed like the whole world was caving in on us, and we forgot the vow that we made to God. What I like about God is that, if somebody said God has a short memory, who's that, Minister Dan? He said God has a short memory. Amen. God won't remember your mess ups, but God will remember your vows. If you made a vow to God, it's better to pay your vow than to vow and not pay. So we're going to stop there for this morning. You know in your personal life what vows you made to God. I know when God saved me, hallelujah, somebody said it was the best thing that ever happened to me. When God took me from a hellbound road and put me on a heavenbound road, it was the best thing. When God took me from a road, from a life of sin and placed me in a place of righteousness, I said, Lord, I'll go with you all the way even until the end. The old song says, Lord, where you lead me, I will follow. Yes, hallelujah. And the question is, many of us are following the Lord today, but how close are we in following the Lord? Are we close or have we distanced ourselves from following him? Well, God will be with you if you do what he told you to do. Now, we're going to examine this a little more because it seems like even though Jacob is doing what God told him to do, it seems like things get worse. It seems like everything is against him as he's doing what God told him to do. Can we say hallelujah? So he tells him, he says, thou vowed without vow, where thou vowed a vow to me, now arise, get thee out from this land and return to the land of thy kindred. Now just for a moment, let's go to Genesis, the 28th chapter, so we can see what happened with Jacob when he was fleeing from his brother Esau, who sought to kill him. Amen. Genesis chapter 28, verse 12 reads, and he prayed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and a covenant reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascended in. I'm so glad when I get to a place, I want to see some angels. I want to see the Lord. I want to see the Lord right at this time, Jacob is a sojourner. He's passing through. But God reminds him, one day I'm going to give you and your seed this land. But in the 31st chapter, he's not in the land. He's in the land of Padan Aram, where Laban was. Amen? Verse 14 says, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So God said, I got a bigger blessing than what you think. You think I'm just going to bless you and your seed. He said, but if you be obedient to me, when you get back to the land, he said, you're going to spread abroad. You're going to go to the east, you're going to go to the west, you're going to go to the north, and you're going to go to the south. He said, and then when you spread out, then I'm going to use you, and all the families of the earth are going to be blessed because of you. But God could not bless Jacob, nor the families of the earth, until he was back where he needed to be. But at this point, Jacob is in a foreign land. Jacob is in a place that he went to flee from trouble. Amen. Sometimes we can run from trouble. And it'll lead us to the wrong place. Can we say hallelujah? Sometimes we can run and think we're doing the right thing, and we'll be running away from God. But God said, I'm going to use trouble to get your attention. Because as long as things are good, you won't go back to where the blessings are. As long as things are going well, you won't go back to where not only am I going to bless you, but I'm going to bless your family and everybody else. So God said, I'm going to use trouble to bring you back home. Anybody feel as though you drifted away from God? Anybody feel as though you wandered away from God and you need to come back home? Tell the Lord, I want to be where you want me to be. Come on, can we tell God, I want to be where you want me to be. Amen. At this point, Jacob is where he wants to be. But he was not where God wanted him to be. So even though he was being blessed, there was still a whole lot of trouble with the blessing. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And let's go down to verse 15. He says, behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. He said, even though you're fleeing, he said, the number one thing, Jacob, he said, I want to be what? With you. And because I'm with you, I will keep you. Where are you going to keep me? Wherever you go, God said, I will keep you. If you go to the fire, God said, I will keep you. If you go to the flood, God said, I will keep you. Because I will be with you. He said, I will bring thee again into this land, and I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken of thee. And Jacob awoke out of sleep and said, surely, surely, the Lord is in this place, and I do it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stones that he had put for his pillow, and he set them up for a pillow and poured all upon the top of it, and he called the name of the place Bethel. And Bethel means the house of God. Anybody just want to have a Bethel wherever you go? Whatever your situation is, you want to have a Bethel? Because as long as you have a Bethel, you know of a certainty the Lord is in that place. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Verse 20, and Jacob vowed a vow saying, if God will be with, and this is what he's reminding him of in the 31st chapter. He vowed a vow and said, if God will be with me and will keep me in this place that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come again to my back to the 31st chapter. Now, Jacob leaves Laban's house. Why did he leave? Because God told him to go back. Well, what's the first thing that Jacob encounters as he's going back in obedience to God? As he's doing what God told him to do, what's the first thing that happened? Laban realizes that Jacob has left. So he gets together an old army to pursue after Jacob. Sometimes when you purpose what you want to do, you got to watch out for family. Right? Because God is sending you someplace, and family's trying to keep you where you are. You got to also watch your friend, because they don't see what God is taking you. God is taking you someplace, but they're trying to keep you where you are. Can we say hallelujah? And we're going to say, verse 22 says, and it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. Jacob didn't flee. What did Jacob do? Jacob did what God told him to do. Amen. And I'm saying that we need to stop here, because some of our lives right now is all intertwined and all messed up. Not because of God, but because we're not doing what God told us to do. Well, Laban realized, maybe he's taking all my blessings, but Laban also realized I was blessed because Jacob was here. So Jacob is leaving, I'm about to lose my blessing. But God had a, can we say, greater blessing?
Greater blessing.
So he found a family, will hold you down. Because they don't see the call that God has in your life. Your friends, your family, don't know your personal vows that you made to God. So as you're moving into your prophetic future, because your prophetic future is what God has for you, as you're moving forward in your prophetic future, people will try to hold you back. People will try to hold you back, but you got to be obedient to God. I heard the Lord say that it's better to obey than to
sacrifice.
It's better obedient to God than to do what you think is best. So Laban is pursuing after Jacob. And verse 23 says, and he told his brother with him, and he took his brother with him and pursued after him 7 days journey, and they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. Now how many know Laban didn't have no good intentions? He didn't have no good intentions, because he said, you stole away. He had all of his brethren, they were pursuing after Jacob, and their motives were wrong. Well, how do we know that? Because verse 24 says, and God came to Laban. Lord, thank you. You don't have to worry about what the devil is doing against you. You don't have to worry about what weapons are formed against you if you're doing what God told you to do. Because when the enemy needs you for good, God, speak to your enemy. When people try to hold you back, God, speak to those people. So Laban didn't have no good intentions, but he was pursuing after Jacob. And God spoke to Laban, he said, now, when you get to Jacob, he said, now I'm going to command you right now. You don't want to be in trouble with me. He said, when you get to Jacob, don't you speak either good or evil. You just leave Jacob alone. Well, why was God blessing him? Why was God protecting him? Because he was doing what God told him to do. So yes, Laban had purpose. He has a military purpose. But God said, no, not so, sir. So if you read a little further, actually, let's go to verse 41. This is Jacob talking to Laban, because Laban is confronting him. Why did you leave and you didn't tell me? But remember, in the back of Laban's mind, he remembered God spoke to him. So the blessing of the promise was before Jacob. And this is where we as saints of God have to get it. If God speaks something to you, God will also make preparations for you to receive what he's spoken. Amen. You might have to try and figure out, if God spoke, he will make preparations. Can we say preparations?
Preparation.
He will make preparations for you to receive it. Amen. I read an old saying long ago. Say the will of God will never lead you where the grace of God will
lead you.
So what we have to be obedient. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So the 41 verse, this is now Jacob preached, he was late. He said, thus I've been in my house. I've served 14 years for my $2 and 6 years for the cattle, and now I've changed my wages 10 times. He said, except the God of my father, the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac have been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God has seen my affliction and my labor of my hand and rebuked me. He said, God rebuked you last night because he knows what you've done to me. That's why I say, just stay with God. Be obedient to God, and God has stepped in when you need it. Can we say hallelujah? Remembers 20 years back when
So he's going back and he sees that Esau's coming with 400 men. All he can remember is, wait a minute. God, he told me to go back. But my mother said when his anger has appeased, she will send for me. But she never sent for me. You understand? So he's going back feeling as though he's going to face an angry Esau. Because his mother never sent for him. 20 years went by. So Jacob is going back and all he can think is, Lord, I'm going into trouble. Can we just say hallelujah? So I want to skip down. Now this is a lot for you. Now let's get down to verse 9 of this 32nd chapter. I know I'm going kind of fast, but I need to get you to see the mindset that he had, the reason that he's so afraid, the reason that he's in distress. But what was Jacob doing? He was doing what God told him to do. God will keep you. God will be with you if you do what he tells you to do. Now, he had no comfort. His first relative was his father-in-law and his house. Now he has overcome the relationship with his brother to do what God. Relationship. If you're not careful, it'll hold you back. If you're not careful, relationship will cause you to be in fear and distress. And God will be trying to move you forward, and you will either be standing or you'll go back. In church, you either go forward or you go backwards. There's no middle ground in church. And then you can't serve God and the devil. You can't please yourself and God. Because as long as you're pleasing yourself, you're going to go backwards. But when you please God, you're going to go forward. You're going to go forward. Well, how do we know that's true? Turn to Jeremiah, the 7th chapter. I'm going to go on in this. Can we just let the Bible talk? I like the Bible to talk. Because when we do what we want to do, we go backwards. When you do what God wants you to do, you go forward, amen? Jeremiah, the 7th chapter, and verse 12, and verse 23. But this thing command Isaiah, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my... We don't need a greater blessing than that. If we obey God's voice, he said, I'll be your God and you'll be my Lord. Now, my question is, if you disobey God's voice, will he still be your God and will you still be his people? If you disobey his voice, amen? He said, and ye shall be my people and walk ye in all the ways that I command you, that it may be well with you. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walk in the counsel and the imagination of their. I'm going to do what I want to do, even though I know what God has told me to do. So the question is, can you go forward if you don't know what God tells you to do? The latter part of the verse says, and when backwards and so many times we try to say, Lord, I've been in this position years and years ago. My question is, are you in obedience to what God tells you to do? Are you doing the counsel of your own heart? Are you walking in your own way? Can we say, sing hallelujah? So now let's go back to the 32nd chapter. Amen. The 37th chapter. 32nd chapter. And let's continue reading what God is doing at this time with Jacob. So Jacob is greatly afraid. And verse, let's go down to verse 9 of this 32nd chapter. Let's go down to verse 9. Amen? So verse 9 reads, actually has all the stuff. Actually, let's go to verse 10. Not the fact that it's going to verse 10. So Jacob realizes that he's in trouble. So who did he turn to? The Lord. Whenever you're in trouble, turn to the Lord. So he turns to the Lord and prays, and I'm not worthy of the least of thy mercies, and of all thy truth, which thou hast shown unto thy servant. For with thy staff I cast over this Jordan, and now I have become two men. He says, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand
be numbered for multitude. Amen. So he reminds him of what he told him. Now, as we go to the verse, chapter 33, we know in the course, he falls asleep and has a dream, and he winds up wrestling with the angel of God. And he told him, I won't let you go except you bless me. Anybody want a blessing today? Come on, does anybody want a blessing today? Well, you got to hold on to God until he bless you. But if you hold on to God, you have to also be obedient. Before we go to the 33rd chapter, let us go to Deuteronomy 28 chapter. I just want to read a couple of verses here. There is such a blessing to being obedient. There's not the right thing obedient to God. God will bless you if you obey God. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
But God won't bless you if you disobey him. So Deuteronomy 28 chapter verses 1, 2, and then let's get down to verse 8. I give you these scriptures because I want you to fill in, because I give you everything, we won't get out of here. But the first verse says, this is the law speaking to Moses, and it came to pass, and thou shalt don't let your halfway hearken to God. Hearken how? Diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to learn and to do all that he has told you to do, which I command that the Lord thy God will. If you do what God said, even though Esau and Laban was to hold you down, God said, I will set you on high. God said, if you do what I told you to do, nobody can hold you back. God said, because I will set you on high. Here we just say hallelujah. That's the way you can set on high by God. He said, I will set thee on high and above all nations of the earth and all God's family. He said, if you just do what I tell you, all these blessings are come on me and blessings, they're going to be little weak blessings. God said, if you do what I told you to do, the blessings will come, bring on the Amen. The enemy's trying to hold you back. God said, I got a blessing and it has your name on it because you're doing what I told you to do. Amen. He said, the blessings are not going to all going to come upon you, but they're going to what? They're going to overtake you. Amen. You want there to be so many blessings coming your way, you won't even understand where they're coming from. Well, why is God blessing you? Because I did what God told me to do. Can we just say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And overtake thee, and thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. And let's get down to verse 8 of the same chapter. And the Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy. You know what he said? The blessings ain't going to come by chance, but God's going to command a blessing. Does anybody want God to command blessings? Sir, if you want God to command a blessing, this is what God speaks. It shall come to pass. If God said it, he shall make it good. So God said, I'm going to command blessing. Well, how are you going to command a blessing? Because I did what you told me to do. I was obedient to you. Amen. So Genesis 33 says, finally, Jacob meets up with Esau. Amen. And Jacob comes to his brother Esau, and Jacob is all afraid. And Esau receives him with a hug and a kiss. Jacob was all afraid because he remembered what happened 20 years ago. And he was greatly afraid and distressed. And he knew Esau was coming with 400 men. Now I don't know what Esau's original purpose was, but God was with Jacob. So whatever Esau had purpose, whether good or evil, like he told Jacob, he said, don't you do nothing. You just leave him alone. But old Jacob was all afraid to go and meet his brother Esau. And when he finally met Esau, Esau said, my brother, the whole land is before you. You can go wherever you want. You can do whatever you want to do because
voice of friends, the voice of relatives, and somehow not even our own voice will try to hold us back. But you can't let that voice speak louder to you than the voice of God. So my question today, what has God told you to do that you have not yet done? What has God led you and you have not followed the leading of the Lord? Because God said, if you do what I told you to do, I will be with you. Lord, I don't care where I go or what I do. As long as God is with me, there's not a weapon formed against me that shall prosper. And every tongue that arises against me in judgment, God said, I will condemn it, for this is the heritage of the servant of God. So I just choose to walk in blessing. I just choose to walk in obedience. I just choose to do what God told me to do. Because when I walk in obedience, God has a blessing with my name on it. You can talk about me as much as you please. Those who say, the more you talk, I bend my knees high. I want my blessing with my name on it. So I'm not going to let you turn me around. I'm not going to let your negative comments turn me around. I'm standing for God. The God says, have I not all to stand? Stand. I'm not all to have to stand. Or today I'm going to stand. How are you going to stand? Because the Lord is with me. God is making ways out of no way. Yeah, the boss tried to do this for me. I heard somebody say, the boss made all his plans tonight to get me fired and get you not fired. The boss. Why? The Lord.
You don't have to try to figure out what God has to do. God said, I already got a plan, but I can't execute my plan until you walk in obedience. Now, the purpose, seriously, the moment you purpose to do what God tells you to do, as we all say, and the moment you purpose to do what God wants you to do, people are going to come from your head and try to turn you around. People are trying to do anything to persuade you. Don't do this. Don't do that. You got to go for God. You got to be obedient to God. I don't care who it is. Let it be your best friend. Don't listen to that voice. Right? Don't listen to your brother. Don't listen to your sister. Don't listen to your husband. Don't listen to your wife. You have to listen to the voice of God. Why? Because I want my blessing that God has reserved for me. God does not bless disobedience. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
I don't care who it is. You know, one of the things that as saints of God, you have to do is have a strong mind. You have to be strong-minded. Because the devil is going to come at you.
through so many different ways. Right? But in that same 28th chapter, he said, man, if you just be obedient to God, the devil will come against you all the way. But guess what God's going to do? He's going to make them flee. Seven times, four ways in the end. Amen? So you have to be obedient unto God. Those horses are going to try and turn you around. But you have to keep going forward. Paul said, it's time for the church to press. Anybody feel like pressing? Those horses will try to make you turn around. Those voices are trying to make you doubt God. Amen. I heard somebody say, you can't make me doubt him. Why? I know too much about it. Today, God will be with you, and God will bless you if you are obedient. Do you want God to be with you? Then do what God told you to do. One of the greatest challenges in saints today is all these other voices that are interfering with the voice of God. So this is, let me say it now. Anyone that's in electronics know that when you're working on something, you got a strong signal, you get through clearer. So what the devil does, when they mess up the signals, instead of the people going fast, go slow. So what the devil does, he says, he said, I can't stop you, but I'm going to send some interference. Well, what does the interference do? It makes you slow down. The interference, if you ever have walkie-talkie, you communicate, you can say, I can't understand what you're saying. I know we travel a lot, we talk to saints. He said, I heard every other word you said. Why? There was interference. You okay with me? Interference. So what the devil does is, I can't stop you, so I'm going to send interference. Well, what's the interference? There's going to be something to stop you from hearing clearly what God told you to do. So God says, go, and I'm going to bless you, and I won't do this. But the interference came, you say, God said, go, and then we'll hear the rest of it because of interference. Don't let interference hinder your blessing to God. Be with God, obey God, and all the rest of the devil. Hallelujah.